cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods. You're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we're hoping we'll have our regularly scheduled guest. Let's see. Do we have our guest?
We do have your guest.
Okay, very good. Is this Todd Friel?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Would you like to tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself and what your concerns are?
Well, I was released from prison a few days ago. No, wait a second. That's not true. Here's my concerns. Dr. Stan, I think if we would take the time to go back and take a look at history and just study to see how other great empires took a tumble and ask ourselves the question, how come the world isn't run by the Assyrians or the Babylonians or the Mesopotamians or the Egyptians or the Romans or the British? What happened that caused an empire to fall? Because it is quite certain that the people who lived in those great kingdoms thought that it would never happen to them. They thought they were so exceptional. They were on the vanguard of virtually everything in society. And they thought, well, this could never possibly happen to us, and yet it did. And maybe, just maybe, if we would lose, and I'm an American, so I can say this, if we would lose a little bit of our American attitude that has a tendency to think that this could never happen to us, maybe, just maybe, we could see some of the signs of other crumbling empires, see if they're happening in our culture today, and maybe avoid them. That's my contention.
All right. In other words, you feel that America has an empire, and that empire is in jeopardy, and that we should be concerned. Is that correct?
Well, whether these days, to be politically correct, I wouldn't call anything an empire, because somebody be offended, I'm quite certain. I'm just talking about our American civilization. I'm not talking about any interests that we have overseas. I'm just talking about our current culture, our current system, both economic, political, philosophical, and even religious.
But the fact that we have almost 1,000 military bases throughout the world, troops in 130 nations, sending troops into 35 African nations, that we basically dominate the world. We tell countries what they do. We force planes down when they might be carrying somebody we don't like. I mean, doesn't that suggest that America is the most powerful nation in the world, and we're telling other nations what to do?
Well, I think we are the most powerful nation in the world. And as far as telling other nations what to do, I think you'd have to take that on a case-by-case basis.
Well, are we replacing people throughout the world? Are we trying to replace Assad in Syria? Didn't we replace the government in Egypt and in Tunisia and in Libya and in Iraq and in Afghanistan? Aren't we certainly putting our people into positions of power all throughout the world, or people that we want? I mean, is there any question that we're not trying to overthrow the government in Syria today? That's what empires do.
Well, I think what an empire historically has done is move into a land, displace leadership, perhaps take everybody captive, or allow them to exist underneath some sort of extension of the central government of that empire. I don't see America adding more stars to the flag. I think, and believe me, it's plenty flawed, I think the idea of American exceptionalism, that this idea of freedom is a good one, that we believe that people should be free, if that's the motivation behind it, now it gets executed very poorly and it's a mess, but I think that if we believe that we have a better way of living, I think it's an act of kindness to try to provide that for other people. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, I would certainly agree, and yet, of course, we're moving towards a police state here. They're listening to all of our telephone calls. And people go from the government, from the Obama administration, before Congress, and lie to them and say they're not tapping all the telephones. And Mr. Clapper has recently admitted, well, yes, he didn't tell the truth. Nothing will happen to him. Basically, they're listening to every telephone call, recording certainly all of our faxes. Is that what freedom is really about?
No, sir, I agree with you completely on that.
We're financing terrorism throughout the world. And on the other hand, to fight terrorism, we've got to take away the freedom from the American people. They have dossiers on every American citizen, including you and me. I've seen my dossier, page after page after page, blocked out in the name of national security.
I agree with you. I don't think that's what freedom is either, and that's my concern. And maybe we would find some agreement in that, Stan, that I do believe that we have moved away from the original principles that allowed this nation to flourish, to be a beacon on a hill, and we are moving down the same path that virtually every other empire that was once great went down and then fell.
So what can we do? How can we do anything? Basically, the American people aren't concerned, saying there's a good, the majority of people have jobs, and those who don't, we spend billions of dollars a year. We don't trillions of dollars a year to provide health and education and welfare for everybody. We have a wonderful society built upon borrowed money. How can this last, or will it last as long as the American people want it? Just are willing to go along and make any concession as long as we have it good, unconcerned about the 100,000 people we killed in Syria.
Historically, when it comes to nations, when it comes to institutions, when it comes to universities, when it comes to religious denominations, there has been a pattern that is exceedingly predictable, and it's the letter A three times. The first generation, they adopt what they believe are important values. They perhaps have to fight for them. They have to establish what they think is best and what is right. And so they adopt beliefs, they adopt attitudes, they adopt philosophies, they adopt systems because they believe that they are important. But then they die, and the next generation comes along, or the generation after that, and they assume those values and principles. And then that goes on for a generation or two, and they all die. And then before you know it, those original principles that were adopted are abandoned. And that happens constantly and consistently. And it's not just with nations. It's with businesses, institutions, universities, churches, you name it. It starts out typically more conservative, more principled. People start to assume that it's not a big deal. It's not important to maintain those things because they just don't see it as a big deal. And then they abandon those principles. And I think we're in the abandonment stage in the United States of America. The first principles have been forgotten or rewritten.
So what can we do?
Well, I have a slightly different perspective on this than perhaps most political people or sociologists, because I am neither. I'm going to give you a quiz. Are you up for it, Stan?
Sure, go ahead.
All right, here we go. How many Starbucks are there in the United States of America?
We're going to a break. We'll be back in just a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear Up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. Hoover and Harris, CPAs at 4075 West 11th Street in Greeley, says, when taking to the road this summer, follow the three C's of safety. That's caution, courtesy, and common sense, and you'll never experience that one big R, regret. That's from certified public accounting firm of Hoover and Harris, CPAs in Greeley, playing a vital and integral role in our community's growth and development for over 40 years. They think our area is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. That's Hoover and Harris, CPAs, on the air, because they care about preserving that.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Mr. Friel, and he was asking how many Starbucks there are in America, and of course, I have no idea.
Well, if you're going to win the showcase, you have to guess. They're everywhere, so take a shot at it, Stan. How many Starbucks?
Well, probably 3,000 or 4,000, 5,000 maybe.
Not
but
bad.
I have no idea.
7,000, that's pretty good. All right. I'm going to keep quizzing you. How many McDonald's are there in the United States of America?
Probably 10,000.
18,000. You're doing pretty good. How many public schools, middle schools, high schools, elementary schools, are there in the U.S. of A?
I haven't the slightest idea, but I'd say probably about 3,000.
160-some thousand.
Yeah, that's a big problem because they're all teaching the wrong
thing. Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. But the point is, that's a lot. We see Starbucks and McDonald's and schools every place. Now, here's the big question, and this is going to be perhaps a unique perspective for you. How many, not Roman Catholic, but how many Protestant churches are there in the U.S. of A?
I haven't the slightest idea, really, but, probably about 20,000.
340,000.
Well, they're doing a poor job because our Protestants
Amen.
Are not really aware of what's going on, and most of the ministers have preaching a new gospel. We never talk about, certainly about fear of God. We never talk about punishment. We have a different type of God who loves everybody but would never punish anyone, and that's not the God of the Bible. And our 300,000 Protestant churches, if we have that many, are doing a very poor job.
That is exactly my contention, Stan. If we had 340,000 virtually anything in this country, they would be winning the day. The culture is influenced by the predominant cult in a society. And the predominant cult in America is still the Protestant church. I'm a Protestant, so I didn't do the numbers on Roman Catholicism. 340,000 anything should have a much greater influence on the culture. If those Protestant churches were still teaching, well, Protestantism, I don't think that we would see the crumbling of society the way that we are seeing it today. That's my contention. The problem with America goes down into its spiritual roots, a change of heart, which changes the mind, which changes the voting, which changes the actions. I think the problem in this country, whether you are a Christian or not, is the church.
You're absolutely right. And that and the fact that they've taken God and prayer out of our schools, and then we wonder why we have so many young people involved in gangs and crime. In fact, recently we have about one shooting a day in a city adjacent to ours where the gangs are there, and these young kids, 15, 16, 18-year-olds involved in crime being sent off to prison. And my thought as I saw this announced on television, the news last night, was, my goodness, maybe we ought to send them to school and tell them that thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal. Maybe we ought to give them some sort of moral values, but we have no moral values in our schools. And unfortunately, our churches are not putting forth the message that there is punishment for sin. We don't talk at all about hell or about sin or about punishment for sin in either our churches or in our schools. And that's why we're in so much trouble today.
Would you like to host my program someday when I'm on vacation?
I'd be glad
I agree
to.
Completely. I agree.
Go right ahead, Doc. Where is the program?
Stan, let me just share something with you, a bit of a look back in history. Let me take you to July 13th, 1789. We are in France. Now remember, the Versailles has been built. These people have buckles on their shoes. They are not troglodytes. They're not morons. They are a very advanced society, very sophisticated. But I'd like to share with you that Zeitgeist, to use a German word to describe France, July 13th, 1789, this is the day before the Bastille fell, before the reign of terror with the Jacobins began, when tens of thousands of people lost their heads, literally. Undoubtedly, on July 13th, there were many people stating this could never happen here. Let me share with you just some, based on the historical work, based on really a biography of Rousseau from Otto Scott, from Dr. Peter Hammond. These are some of the attitudes, the moods, what was happening in France before they fell. And you decide, Stan, does this sound like America today? Fair enough?
Fair enough.
All right. Here's the first one, as long as we're on the subject of religion. Obviously, in France, the Roman Catholic Church was the predominant religion. And it was esteemed by most as being intellectually gutted. People just thought it was a joke. Now, I happen to be an evangelical, so I again can say this. The evangelical church, which has been the moral majority, the values voters, folks, I hate to say it, predominantly, not exclusively, is downright silly. There are videos, you can go see them for yourself on YouTube, they are many. Pastors dressed in a spandex costume like Spider-Man, rappelling from the ceiling onto the stage. You have got videos, I'm not kidding, of youth pastors putting peanut butter in their armpits for the youth to lick peanut butter out of their armpits. Whatever the latest Harlem Shake dance is, you can find hundreds of youth groups on videos on YouTube doing the Harlem Shake dance. Evangelicalism predominantly has become, dare we say, intellectually gutted, just like the Roman Catholic Church in 1789.
Okay. There certainly the church growth movement, the purpose-driven church, all of these churches have certainly done everything they can to use entertainment to try to bring people into church, but not to school them in what Christianity is about. Go right ahead.
All right. Here's the next one. The French of 1789 were so anti-God that they actually adopted the label for themselves that we still use today, the left and the right. The Bible talks about those people who do not believe in Jesus. They will be the goats who go to eternal damnation on the left. Those who repent and put their trust in Jesus will inherit heaven, forgiveness of sins by God. They are those on the right. The French were so anti-God, they happily called themselves the left, as if to shake their fist at God and the church and say, we're the damned people, but we're proud of it. They were very anti-God in 1789. Humanism, the humanism of Rousseau, the humanism of Voltaire, paved the way for the revolution. Now, today in America, the fastest growing philosophy slash religion are the nuns, not Sally Field flying around in a habit. N-O-N-E-S is the nun. They don't believe in anything. Humanism was the predominant worldview of their day, and it is increasingly the predominant worldview of our day. And if it isn't adopted outright, its principles are bleeding their way into virtually everything in our society. So spiritually, religiously, philosophically, one more in that realm, the cults of Satanism and black magic, very popular in 1789 France. Now, Stan, I don't know if you've taken the time to visit a Barnes & Noble lately, but every parent should go visit the teen fiction section of the Barnes & Noble or at their grocery store, and you'll notice a striking theme. There's a lot of blood, a lot of vampires, a lot of witchcraft, a lot of sorcery. It is the number one genre of literature for our teens today in our culture, just like it was in France in 1789. That's the philosophical and religious. But there's even more. Are you ready?
Right ahead.
All right. Morally, two big issues. Homosexuality, there were public balls where the police would actually guard their carriages. And second, pornography circulated very publicly, unlike any other time since the Roman Empire. French pornography was very available. Now, in America, it's not as public, but one-third of all bandwidth is dedicated to downloading pornography. Up to 80% of American men claim to watch pornography on a regular basis. The number of pastors, according to Focus on the Family, who did a volunteer survey, between 40 and 50% of pastors intentionally look at pornography. We have a monstrously big pornography problem. I don't think that I need to make a comment on what's going on with homosexuality in our country, But those two issues also very big in 1789 before that empire came a-tumbling down.
And the analogy is rather frightening, but I think it's very realistic. Go right ahead, because as I look and see what's going on today, I tell myself God is not going to put up with this much longer, and God is going to bring retribution on America. Go right ahead.
Now, this will get us into some more of the political and economic issues of 1789 France. There was a humongous debt crisis in France. In fact, it brought their economy to their knees. Like you were talking earlier, Stan, we're spending borrowed money. Well, I happen to believe that's not a biblical principle, and so it's always going to cause trouble. The same thing was happening in France. They had a major debt crisis. Now, another point, King Louis XVI, he actually had some decent economic advisors who said, lower the taxes, get rid of monopolies, which you can debate, but have it be a free market economy. Just leave people alone. Let the economy moderate itself, which I also happen to think is a biblical principle. And King Louis tried to set forth those initiatives, but the nobles said, because they had an interest, of course, they didn't want them. And so free market economy, lower taxes, busting up their monopolies did not happen. I got to tell you, a lot of this is very striking to what is going on in our country today, in my opinion.
Well, it's very, very similar, but of course, many of the same forces were there in France at that time. The Masons had a powerful, powerful influence. The Illuminati certainly had infiltrated the Jacobins, and those same humanistic ideas permeate every aspect of our society today. Only we have organizations that are certainly related to the Masons that really dominate our country today. And it's all right to talk about philosophy, but unless you talk about the fact there really are powerful forces working behind the scenes that control both political parties, banking, media, and certainly most of our corporations, until people understand that, none of this makes any sense. There really are powerful forces out there that are moving us towards this destruction of America as we've known it.
Well, it's funny you would bring up news, because news media, 1789 France, they were very fond of agitators. They never discussed the church without it involving some sort of scandal, and they were only critical of the government. The French theaters were turned into propaganda centers for the left. Now, once again, it seems to me, while we don't focus so much on the theaters, television, the cable media, the network media, certainly biased and slanted to the left, that's no debate. And Hollywood, the French theaters, if you will, certainly trying to send out their propaganda to bring America up to speed with their progressive values. Those are also very striking parallels, at least to me. Let me give you two more. The intellectuals had grown ashamed of their country, their history, their institutions. And then finally, the mood of 1789 France summed up in one word, change. They wanted a, dare I say, fundamental change, and they got it, and it began the reign of terror.
No question, but of course the thing was that in France, the reason that they had the reign of terror was because they'd done away with religion. We had a revolution a couple of decades earlier, and America had moved from the tyranny of England to the freedom that we had in America under our Constitution, but that was because our nation was under God. The reason the French had the problems they had is because they had no moral foundation for their society. They repudiated Christianity, and as a result, they had the Reign of Terror. Two revolutions, one under God, the other hating God, and you saw the difference in the course of the two nations. And France went from revolution to revolution to revolution following the initial revolution in 1789, whereas America had relative stability up until the Civil War.
It really is a tale of two nations, sorry, but it really is. One is under God, the other is a rights from under man. Now, I know Right. Seculars will say, wait a second, are you talking about a theocracy or a theonomy? I personally am not promoting that. I don't know that that can actually ever work. I don't think that's the way the Bible works. But the reality is, and I won't even state that this was founded as a Christian nation because that makes everybody upset, The reality is predominantly the philosophy that mostly drove this nation was Christianity. That is changing, and that to me explains why our nation is changing so radically. So if you wonder what's going on out there, why is black, white, and up, down, and yellow is a watermelon, I think it's because we are changing our religion predominantly.
You're absolutely right, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Sentus, the uniformed people in Greeley, are saluting the police, firefighters, and paramedics and 9/11 dispatchers who work in our area. We thank them for doing a great job trying to keep our area a great place to live, shop, and raise a family. We realize their job is dangerous and sometimes thankless. This message is from Sentus, the uniformed people in Greeley. They can be reached at 970-352-2233. On the air, because they care. Named one of the most admired outsourcing companies in America, Sentus, the uniformed people.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Todd Friel. Todd, would you like to tell our listeners how they could get to your website, get to your radio program, get your information?
Sure. We do a daily TV show. We do a daily radio show and tons of videos and stuff at our website. You can visit Wretched, the word Wretched with a W, wretched.tv or wretchedradio.com. We'll take you to the same place. Just Google the word Wretched if you forget all of that stuff.
All right, fine. Well, now, basically, you've been asking questions. Let me ask you this. Why is this happening? Why have our churches changed? Why has the teaching in our great universities changed? After all, Harvard was established as a Christian university before long it was taken over. And so, of course, the Christians moved to Yale, and then Yale was taken over, and then the movement went to Princeton, and Princeton was taken over. So who is really behind this effort to destroy the religious foundation of America in our schools, certainly in our churches, alter the music and the message of the Christian church? Who's responsible?
Well, this is going to sound kind of dingy to somebody listening, but ultimately I would have to say the devil. I don't think we can point to Jim or George W. Bush or Jimmy Carter or anybody else. I think ultimately there's a battle going on in our culture, and it's really ultimately a battle not for political realms and social realms. I think it's a battle for souls. And so I think that the wiles of the devil are at work, big schemes to try to lead people away from anything godly. And that ultimately, you can take a look at any of the culture's institutions. There really is a division between the left and the right. And so who's behind it? That would be my spiritual answer. But then I think that a lot of people play into the idea, Stan, I think as people, we have a tendency to bend toward the left, and there's a reason for it. The left worldview provides cover for our sinning. It allows us to live any way that we want to not have any responsibility to spouse, to children, to self, to community, to society. The reality is the right way of doing it is just plain harder. It says that we will not be an immoral people. We will have some standards, and the left says, not a problem. And I think we can demonstrate that with one person, Anthony Weiner. Nobody is calling him one word right now in the media, and that word is hypocrite. Now, I don't particularly care to talk about the man and his escapades, but it demonstrates when you are on the left, you're never a hypocrite when it comes to your values, when it comes to your actions, because they don't have those moral standards. And so I think that that is the war that it is at play. Values, morals, godliness versus being ungodly, licentiousness, living any way that you want to.
A spiritual battle for the souls of men, and we're losing it because the other side is well organized. And unfortunately, I fear that they've infiltrated the highest levels of both the Catholic and the Protestant Church. And when the new Pope can actually come out and say, well, I will not judge a gay priest. Who am I to judge him? We're in real trouble.
Well, I think if you kind of like burrow down a little bit, I think you asked a very important question, Stan, and that is, what has happened to the churches? What has ultimately happened? And I think it really comes down to mostly, and you've been talking about it this hour, the idea of theology is very passé. Specifically, if you want to get into theological burrowing here, I think mostly in our postmodern culture, which says, thou shalt not judge, that's one commandment they like, thou shalt not judge, we have removed the guts of our faith. And so anything that demands holiness, righteousness, the Ten Commandments, morality, the laws of God, overall, Protestantism has said, let's take those out. Well, if you take out the laws of God, you don't have a gospel of Jesus Christ left. So you've got to create something, and I think predominantly what we've created is a theologically empty and vacuous church that is based its foundation on life enhancement. We don't have the gospel of forgiveness of sins, so they've turned it into come to Jesus and your life will be better, your golf swing will improve, your kids will behave, and you might get richer and healthier. That's not the gospel, and so I think because of our crumbling to the postmodern battle cries that says, thou shalt not judge, the church said, okay, we won't, and we've turned our religion into something that it was never intended to be.
Well, I agree with you, but is there any sort of a coordinated effort? Is somebody behind this sort of thing? I believe they infiltrated the religious seminaries many years ago. I think they infiltrated our major universities many years ago. But who really has done this? Why, you mentioned the spiritual battle. I believe there are satanic forces. They're very real. But there has to be someone sort of coordinating this, at least in the human dimension.
Well, let's see. How's about, I'll guess and you tell me if you think I'm more, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton. I'm just guessing now.
I think they are simply symptoms of the time.
I agree.
They are simply people that we see, but there are powerful forces behind Barack Obama who put him in office and are keeping him in office. He is the front man. He's the one we talk about. But he is simply a symptom of our time.
Who are you thinking of?
Well, I'm thinking of the great tax-exempt foundations. I think that they, Rockefeller, Ford, Carnegie, where you go back and read what they were doing in the first half of the last century.
Sure.
They were funding this whole world Marxist humanist movement. Rockefeller, Carnegie, Ford, Pew, the other great tax-exempt foundations, had an agenda, and they really transformed America. Because, of course, all of these people were deeply involved in the occult, as you pointed out.
Yeah, I don't know that I would argue with you, Stan. I think that they too are the fruit, and I think they were the last century front of it or behind the scenes. But I think frankly, I think that we can see that the left versus the right has been going on in Western civilization as long as there has been a Western civilization. And so that's why I don't know that we can say that it was one guy. I think it's been a series of guys with the same worldview, which is an ungodly worldview.
You're absolutely right. And behind all of this, of course, are these powerful occult forces. They're not imaginary. They're real. And there really is organized evil in the world today. You're absolutely right. In fact, it's a real pleasure to find somebody who has a great grasp of what's going on.
Well, now the question, if your listeners are agreeing with this, and frankly, even if they're not, I don't believe that I can make anybody become a Christian. That's not the point of this. I mean, I'd like them to, but that's not the point of this. I can't make anybody a Christian. The reality is society was a safer, better, less diseased, happier culture than what we see today when Christian principles were applied. Now, I'm not a big fan of moralism because I don't think that's what Christianity is. I'm simply stating that the country is better, society is better when Christian principles are at play. So then the question is, how do we apply Christian principles? That is a lulu of a question.
I agree with you. And the question is, how will we ever begin to get people to return to those moral values that once made America the envy of the world?
Well, my answer to that is, it's not by doing it politically. It's not by taking over districts and cities and states and Washington. I think the quiet, small, slow efforts of Christianity is to build the church by simply doing a few things. One, loving your spouse and raising your children in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. Number two, it is being plugged in and serving at your local church. And number three, it's evangelizing the world.
Just a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
DRM Real Estate Advisors in Windsor is proud of our U.S. men and women in uniform. We thank you and your families for the sacrifices you've made to defend our freedom and freedom worldwide. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return. We honor those who've given their lives to fight terrorism. They are America's true heroes. This military tribute is from DRM Real Estate Advisors in Windsor, reminding all of us that our freedom has never been free.
Well, and here, I guess, this morning, Todd Friel, and certainly a gentleman I would have a great deal of agreement with. But of course, he was saying that one of the things that we should do is work with our local church. But one of the problems we have, to Todd, is that today there's a division within the Protestant church, and that is between the liberal and the conservative. And so many of our ministers today do not preach the traditional gospel. They teach a gospel of love. They've changed the very nature of God to one who would never judge anybody for their sin. We very seldom talk about hell, fire, and damnation. We very seldom talk, certainly, about a God who judges people and judges nations. The nature of God in most of our churches has changed. We have the purpose-driven church. We have the emerging church. We have the church growth movement. I mean, where do we find a church that really represents traditional Christian values?
That is a challenge indeed. I think that the short answer to that is you need to work like crazy to find the best Bible-based church you can find in your community, plug your nose, and plug in. I think that's the short answer. But I think, though, that your question is entirely valid, and it's big. But it's, I think the response is the same. Love your spouse, raise your children in a godly way, plug into your local church, and evangelize was number three. And that probably means evangelizing somebody who goes to a church. If you really want to make your listeners annoyed, Stan, my contention is the majority of people in Christian churches today are not actually Christians. There is no fruit in keeping with repentance. There is no indication that many, many, many people are saved inside of the Christian church. And so that quiet work of loving your family, plugged into your local church, and doing evangelism is going to mean evangelizing people who call themselves Christians. The false conversion rate in our country is a huge problem. But again, the solution is not politics. I think it's evangelism.
I would not disagree with that at all. I believe we need to get people to understand the very nature of God and the God that God of the Bible, not the God of the normal church, because basically they infiltrated our seminaries 50 to 75 years ago, and they put people into the seminaries who taught the ministers a different gospel. And they've changed the music, they've changed the message of our church. Well, we've only got a couple of minutes more, about 4 or 5 minutes more. I think you're fascinating. I've certainly enjoyed meeting you and talking to you, and hopefully we can get you onto some of our other programs, because your message is essentially the message I've been putting out for 50 years.
Good for you.
Go right ahead, Todd.
Oh, that's terrific, Stan. Recently, that was a couple of years ago now, I was at a Presbyterian, this breaks my heart, at a Presbyterian seminary, and there was a fellow there who was studying to get his doctorate in ministry. He was pastoring a church. And I had the sense that he was a postmodern, which believes nothing is valid. Everybody's beliefs are right in their own mind. And Stan, I asked him, I said, what is that? And I pointed to a bench, and he rightly answered, well, it's a bench. And I said, I think it's a watermelon. Am I wrong? And his answer was, no, you're not wrong. If you think it's a watermelon, then it's a watermelon. And I said, sir, let's sit down on that watermelon. We need to have a chat. And I actually witnessed to him, because we have got pastors in pulpits who are so postmodern, who are so influenced by liberalism, by the what you call the seeker-sensitive, the attractional model, they don't even know the gospel. We need to be about the business, loving our families, raising our kids, plugged into our local church, and evangelism, and maybe God will be kind, and he will change our culture because of it.
Well, it's a long, slow process. I think it's going to take some major cataclysmic event to alter what's going on in America today. I think as long as times are good, people don't need God. And I saw this certainly practicing medicine for many, many years. And most of the doctors were wonderful people, but very few of them were Christians. It was only when some personal tragedy came into their life, a divorce, a loss of a loved one, a loss of a son, a suicide in the family, when some major catastrophic event occurred, it was only then that people began looking for God. And I really believe it's going to take something of that sort here in America to change the direction we're headed. Short of that, and if it doesn't happen and happen quickly, I think that we will go the same course that the French did back in 1789.
And I agree with you completely, and that might cause us to be discouraged, but I look at it this way for encouragement. Instead of trying to figure out the battlefield and what we think is best, the question is, what does the captain of our salvation say? What are his marching orders? And I think the marching orders are, love your wife and kids, raise them up to be godly, commit to your local church, and seek and save the lost. And then we will be judged on our faithfulness to that, not if we are the moral majority or not.
Well, at least you have a voice through your television and radio, and as you know, I do 5 hours of talk radio a day, probably more than just about anybody else in the country.
Wow.
It's a small voice, but it is a voice, and certainly I feel that you, and it's amazing, as I was just at a conference in Colorado Springs, 1,000 Christians had shown up, 1,000 Christians for a meeting, never heard of such a thing, and it was amazing how many people share your view of the reason that America is failing the way it is. So I'm really guardedly encouraged. After 50 years, I see more awakening than I've ever seen before.
Yeah, and you don't have to have a radio or TV show. That happens to be our thing. You do your thing where you are providentially placed by God in your zip code. Be faithful where you are. Don't think you have to write a New York Times bestseller. Take a long-term view, but more than that, take a biblical view of how we're supposed to be living in a dark and dying world.
Amen. Well said. Well, I want to thank you so very much for being with us. A pleasure to know that you're out there and that other people that I certainly have no knowledge of are basically putting forth the same message, that we've got to get back to a basic Christian philosophy, and not the more modern Christian philosophy, which is very humanistic, but to the traditional philosophy of fear of God and love of God. Anyway, God bless. Parting thought, you've got about 30 seconds to wrap up the program.
Thank you very much, sir. Hey, if you don't believe what I'm saying, go jump into your Bible, read what it says. Jesus came to seek and to save that which is lost. And those are the marching orders that he gave us. The devil doesn't care if people go to hell as conservatives, Republicans, or heterosexuals. Plug into your local church, love your family, and preach the gospel.
God bless. Thank you very much. It's been a real pleasure having you with us, and I hope to talk to you again on some of our other programs.
Same, Dr. Stan. Thank you.
God bless. Okay, fine. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed Todd. I think his information is very, very valid, and I'd suggest you go to his website, Wretched. Just put it up on the Internet, Wretched, and you'll get to him.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the Internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Nationwide Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take this number down or store it in your cell phone. 1-800-965-7804. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call in to the Nationwide Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, I hope you enjoyed the program this morning. But I want to briefly talk to you about a scam that's up on the Internet, and I'll have to admit that on Friday I was rather taken in by it. It was basically this story, and you can actually pull it down on your computer. Just type in Edward Snowden solar flare. And you'll find that Mr. Snowden supposedly gave an interview on the 24th of July, in which he announced that there was going to be a massive solar flare in September. The NSA, CIA know about this happening, and of course they are certainly doing everything they can and prepare for it, but there's going to be a massive solar flare. It's going to wipe out the electric system of our nation, and hundreds of millions of people throughout the world are going to die. Hundreds of millions of people. Here in America, of course, there's going to be a famine. Of many millions of the poor people are going to be rounded up, put into camps where they can be fed. There's going to be a total breakdown in society as we know about it. And the reason that NSA and CIA know about this is because of remote visioning. They have people that have worked on remote visioning in the past, certainly tapping into the other dimension to get information, and basically so that they were utilize this for knowing what the communists were planning. But now, of course, they have come up, most of these remote viewers have all come up with the same conclusion, that this massive solar flare is going to come and simply wipe out our entire electrical system in September. It's a great story, ladies and gentlemen, but it's a scam. And basically, so much of what he says is basically based upon truth, and yet, of course, if you read the articles, they various names are put on them. But, of course, if you try to actually go back and verify the fact that Edward Snowden gave the interview, you cannot find it. It didn't occur. But it's a great story. Read it and understand how clever these people are. And the reason you know it's a scam is because supposedly Mr. Snowden gave the people he was talking to a video, and you can watch it. It's very professionally done. It has interviews with a major who is in charge of the government's remote viewing concept. It goes into the background of what I told you. It's only about a two-minute video. Very professional, very expensive to make. And somebody has put a great deal of money into this scam because Snowden did not have the interview. And what I've just told you is simply not true. The question is, you know, certainly the story I've told you is not true. It's a scam. But is the threat from a solar flare real or imaginary? The threat from a solar flare is really very real. And the question is, why did somebody put out a great deal of money and a great deal of effort and put together a very convincing video to give you false information? Was it so that you would simply confuse the story with the threat? The story is a lie. The threat, I believe, is real. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens. Anyway, go up on the Internet, type in Edward Snowden solar flare. Read the articles, understand what it's all about, and understand that this is somebody is putting a great deal of effort to confuse the issue of a very real threat to America. If you haven't gotten our CD set, a 4-CD set, or DVD on the threat of an EMP attack, call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to know what Todd Friel was talking about this morning, about this today, the satanic forces in America, why, give us a call, get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. My number, 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herbs.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, Drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-7255.